from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning and happy
good
new
morning
year.
Good morning. Yeah, happy new year to you too, Mike.
Now, are we going to find some inflation this week or not?
Yeah, well, probably not a lot. I mean, we've got lots going on in financial markets. We don't stop for Christmas and year, Mike, and there's always something that spices up the holiday season. What we do get, Mike, is we get a bit of a lull in data, so we play a bit of catch-up in the second half of January. So plenty of data out this week. We've got the US reporting season. I might talk about that a little bit later this week. We've got activity indices around the world. There's a whole bunch of Chinese economic data. That little matter of the US presidential inauguration. And then locally, we've got some card spending data, some business confidence, and global dairy trade auction, which we'll talk about in a minute as well. But we get this quarter four inflation data, and I just want to dwell on that for a bit. For a start, we're not going to find a lot of inflation, Mike. For the quarter, there's not very much at all, probably 0.2 for the quarter and just over 1% for the year. And remember, the RBNZ targets a band of 1% to 3% on CPI inflation, so midpoint at 2, so well below that. But the thing is, Mike, this time of year, we're always drawn. We always start speculating about what markets are going to do over the course of the year, like the share market. And the key input to that, not just in New Zealand, but globally, is interest rates and what drives interest rates. The long-term driver of interest rates is inflation. So interest rates aren't just an input into the share market, though. They're an input into the housing market, the domestic recovery, and importantly, the differential between our interest rates and interest rates in other countries. That moves the currencies around as well. So the thing is, Mike, we've become very accustomed to interest rates going lower and lower. And the question I'm posing is, have we seen the bottom? Now, the low inflation number that we're likely to see this week, that speaks to a continuation of accommodative monetary policy, a continuation of low interest rates. But the thing is, Mike, the thing is, there are signs, I think, that we could see a spike higher in inflation over the course of this year. Now, anecdotally, do you think there's cost pressures in the building market at the moment, in the construction industry? You know, there's got to be, hasn't there? There's got to be cost pressures there. Rents are rising. That feeds into the CPI as well. Wage increases. You've had the minimum wage rise, so that provides a bit of a floor for rates. It tends to push other wages up as well. We've got labour supply issues out there. People can't find staff in certain areas. And the wild card, Mike, the wild card are these supply chain disruptions. We've noticed, apparently I don't go to the supermarket very much, but apparently supermarket shelves are a little bit empty in places. We're not going to see the discounting that we may have seen if we hadn't seen those supply chain issues. So the markets are going to react to where inflation is going. Now, where it's been gives us a good starting point, which is low, admittedly. But the questions I ask, Mike, here are the questions. Will we see a lift in inflation? Will it be transitory if it does occur? And if it does occur, will the RBNZ look through it? So it's a pretty important number this week.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to Wednesday too, because of the dairy. And the dairy's been good over the holidays, hasn't it?
Hasn't it? Yeah, yeah. Fonterra Global Dairy Trade Auction, say that quickly. Not the first for the year. The hard workers at Fonterra's ran an auction on the 5th of January. Now, commodity prices have been robust. We're a commodity producing nation, so that's good. 5th of January, strong auction result, 3.9% higher in the headline price index. At the commodity level, we saw skim milk powder up 4%, whole milk powder up 3.1%. The index at its highest level for over a year. Now, there's an expectation tomorrow morning that prices will remain supported. We've seen upward revisions to the farm gate milk price. So, Mike, I just reflect on this. The economy has bounced back stronger than expected. At a personal level, homeowners are enjoying the wealth effects of rising house prices. Investors are benefiting from a stronger share market. Now, if we can just pair that up with a bit of rural area confidence, well, these tailwinds are starting to get pretty meaningful, aren't they?
Exactly. What are the numbers?
US market was shut yesterday for Martin Luther King Day, so these closes are for Friday. Dow Jones, 30,814. S&P 500, 3,768. The Nasdaq, 12,998. But they're trading in Europe. The FTSE 100, 6,716, down 18. The Nikkei, 28,242, down 277. That's just under 1%. Shanghai Composite gained 30 yesterday, 3,596. The ASX 200 lost 52 points yesterday, 6,663. That's about a 0.78% fall. The Index 50 weaker yesterday, Mike, down 186 points, 1.43%, 12,838. We're still seeing volatility in the power companies. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar 0.7110. against the Aussie 0.9252, against the Euro 0.5886, against the Pound 0.5235, 73.70 Japanese Yen, gold $1,838.19, and we were loving that oil price under $50 pre-Christmas, but it's not there anymore.
Yep.
Brent crude $54.96.
You have a good one, mate. Good to have you back. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.